a user on VoteIQ can engage with people of like mind, or engage in discussions with people that have different opinions. But it is a platform for people to engage in a discussion, get the facts about those different topics, and get smarter on it.
When you talk about facts, oftentimes, you know, everybody's fact is something that I believe and the other guy is wrong.
Right.
And so how do you differentiate? How do you get to those facts?
Well, the facts are out there. And of course, you're right. Everybody's got their own facts. So what we do is we segregate them. We say, here are the facts everybody agrees on. And we provide links out to the responsible sites that are out there. So these are sites that whether you're on the left or the right, you're citing. Both the Weekly Standard on the right or the New Republic or the Nation or Mother Jones on the left, when they're turning to the same sources for information, we figure, okay, those are probably facts that are largely not in dispute. And then we go through and we direct the user's attention to those sites where they can figure out, oh, this is what the liberal argument is, this is what the conservative argument is, and maybe take a little piece of this and a little piece of that, kind of on a Chinese menu approach,
right,
until you figure out, oh, this is really where I feel comfortable. One of the things I want to emphasize is, even though we keep talking about this being a site for to try and make politics more rational, it's not a site where we take the blood and guts and the emotion out of politics. You cannot do that. Right. Politics is all about emotion. So what we do is we say, okay, come on, and you can find out the people who share your views, and you can talk to them. You can have conversations with them, just the people who share your views. And then if you want, you can look over the backyard fence and see what are the other people saying. And right. What insights have they got? Or maybe you want to mix it up and get into a debate with somebody on the other side. Or if your comfort zone is, no, I really want to talk to people who are in the middle or my friends or my family or whoever, well, then I can just create a little network, just like on Facebook, create a little network, and that's where that conversation is going to take place. One of the things I want to point out is, this is not like reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's fun. We have quizzes, so you can hop on and you can take a quiz to establish whether you're a liberal or a conservative. We throw those terms around, and yet social scientists tell us most Americans have no real idea, no clear idea whether they really fall in the liberal camp or the conservative camp. Hmm. So we hired a bunch of PhDs to go do the heavy lifting. They took a 2005 Pew survey on the ideological spectrum of the United States. And we came up with 12 questions. You answer these 12 questions, and you can see, oh, this is puts me more on the left, more on the right, or we also have an option where it turns out you can test out and become be a libertarian.
Huh.
So it's, you know, you take these quizzes. They're fun. At the end of it, there's not a teacher who's going to give you a bad grade.
Right.
It's a good quiz. It's not that kind
there's
of
no
quiz.
There's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. It doesn't make you, you know, get sweaty palms. It's fun and engaging.
So do you envision that this will help? I mean, we've of course seen recent events in Arizona and stuff like that where things get crazy. Do you envision that something like this can help change without taking the passion out of it, but maybe change the way we talk about it?
Well, we are trying to encourage people to engage in civil debate.
Yeah.
Even though we don't want to drain politics of emotion, because if you do that, then
right. What's left?
What's left, right?
Right.
I mean, we are human beings. We're not computers. But we do try to encourage on the site a civil tone, so that we don't want people using swear words and throwing around wild accusations, using bad language. We try to encourage a little bit more intelligent debate. For the ugly debate, that's already out there in the outside world.
There are
world.
Plenty of places for that,
yeah,
aren't
exactly.
There?
We don't need to contribute to that. We're trying to create a different kind of a forum for people to do, learn about politics and discuss it.
Our audience, primarily government folks, government executives, contractors. What do you see as – why would they go to this website?
A, get facts about, again, the politicians that are out there. There's over 88,000 politicians that are on VoteIQ today. But this is a great technology, and as a government agency or someone that works within the government, this is also a great technology that can be used within those agencies. So not only do we provide services for citizens and organizations, we also provide services for agencies and for the government for better collaboration and communication, leveraging great tools like social media.
And talk a little bit about that, because a lot of agencies are focused on trying to collaborate, trying to share information, trying to come together and bring people who can often be disparate places, government agencies, large places. Sometimes you don't even know the person who works in the wing.
Sure.
Right next door.
Yep.
How does this work?
Well, for example, you can take the IQ technology platform and you can use it within a program or within an agency. And so, for example, if you have a new employee that's starting, they can come on to the IQ platform. They can fill out their interests, who they are, and start to collaborate and communicate with other associates. When people start at a company, usually they come to their desk, they get their email, here's your phone number, and now what? And so with the IQ technology,
your email address, and then they shove you off. Okay, go do work.
Exactly. And so within this IQ technology platform, it actually is more of a knowledge system that says, okay, you should be connected with X, Y individual. And these are the different programs that you're involved with. Therefore, you want to connect with, these people. And so actually for somebody who's just starting out at an organization or an agency or a program, they can come on board, see who they should connect with, engage in that conversation, and they're going to feel like they're part of that culture rather than just, I'm sitting at my desk, now what?
Yeah, it's part of that power of collaboration. We always talk about social networks, and maybe Facebook is the best example, but all of a sudden, I was at a funeral for a friend and found three people who knew this guy that I didn't know that they knew him, and they're right here. I mean, one person I worked with, for goodness sake, had no idea. It's those kinds of connections that you can make that you wouldn't know about otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. And then you talked about telecommuting and that type of collaboration. We work in an environment today where people are not all centralized in one place.
Right.
So using this type of a technology, you can have these teams that are across the U.S. in different places, and you can have success within those programs by the tools that social media enables you to have.
How'd you guys start this up? Why'd you guys start this up?
Well, you're better off. I'll tell you why I got involved with the company. Because a few years ago, I wrote a book called Just How Stupid Are We? Facing the Truth About the American Voter. And I'm a historian, and while it's a polemic, it's basically a history of how we reached the point where our parents and grandparents, even though they had far less schooling than we do today, knew more about politics than we do today. That's a terrible problem facing the country. To me, it's a 10-alarm fire. When you think about all the great challenges facing this country, the people are more and more in charge of what actually happens because the institutions are more democratic. We no longer have party bosses and labor bosses, for example, picking our presidential nominees.
Right.
The people do it in primaries. They actually have the power and they do it.
Right.
And if they are not armed with information, that's a problem. A majority of Americans in this country don't know the three branches of government. They cannot name the three branches of government. Imagine that if they can't do that, imagine how most of the conversation is taking place over their heads, so that when they go in and cast a vote, if we're imagining that they're right, they're following the complicated contours of a political debate, most of them aren't. So I wanted to do something about it. And Jim called me up one day after reading my book, and he said, let's sit down. I've got this great idea for a civics platform. And I said, let's sit down. We sat down. An hour and a half later, I decided, okay, I really want to go work for this company.
And do you feel like a platform like this can help change that? Can this actually educate? Can it make us politically smarter than our parents were?
Well, if we do our job right and we make this a really engaging platform, so you can come on, you can rate a politician, then you can talk about that politician, you can find out information about that politician, that's something that has got to be helpful.
Yeah.
And we don't want to condescend to the voter. We just want to say, here, we want to arm you with the information. For the ordinary voter, unlike a journalist, I've been a journalist and historian for the last 35 years of my life. Well, I know where to go to get the information. The ordinary voter doesn't. They haven't been trained. They haven't taken classes. That's not their specialty. They're an expert, whether they're a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. They're not an expert in getting and digging out political information. So we try to bring it to them, serve it up to them, so that they don't have to search all over. We give them trusted information, and then it's up to them to decide, how far they want to go, how far they want to drill down the site to get more and more informed.
I'm reading this book called Consider, which says, we have more information available to us these days, and yet we're not necessarily make that, that's not necessarily resulting in better decisions. And it's almost like, and his thought is we need to take a step back and actually consider all that data. And perhaps this could be a platform. It sounds like you hope that this is a platform where that kind of public debate can cause some of that consideration to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. We also, I want to point this out, we encourage organizations to come. Any organization in America can come, can sign up for a free page. They can then use that page to promote their agenda, to inform voters on the platform about whatever it is that they, whatever cause or issue they happen to be promoting. And if they have people who are activists who they want to communicate with on a daily or hourly basis, they can use the site in that way. And we have some organizations which are, in fact, using the site in just that way. So come one, come all, come on the site. The more people, the merrier, the more fun the debates.
Anything?
Yeah. Well, for me, you know, you asked earlier about, you know, why VoteIQ starting this company. It was out of frustration. So just as a citizen, it was really hard to find the information and the facts. I looked at you see yard signs all over the road and, you know, vote for me. But I wanted to know what these people stood for exactly and the facts around them as these elected officials. And so I wanted the information about the facts that are going on in the war in, in the war in Afghanistan or in with the deficit. And so just out of frustration and looking at what's going on in the market, created this platform. And I wanted there to be a platform for citizens to go to as that one-stop shop, much like iTunes is a one-stop shop for music or Amazon.com is for books, create this platform for that same reason. But it's a discussion around politics, around hot topics, and issues that are going on today.
Very nice. Anything I didn't ask you guys that I should have?
I guess we could talk about our advisory board. One of the biggest problems is that people don't like getting information from biased sources.
Right.
They want to have some sense that this is a trustworthy source. So one of the things we did when we started the company was set up an advisory board that would communicate powerfully to the people in places like Washington, D.C., that one, we're serious, and two, we're a nonpartisan company. So that meant creating a bipartisan board of important people who were serious. So we've got guys like James Fallows, Richard Dreyfuss, Rick Perlstein, James Carville, Frank Luntz, Michael Medved, and a whole bunch of others who are on the platform.
Covering both sides, yeah.
Covering both sides, yeah. I mean, imagine all those people in the same room together. You'd think, you know, holy hell would break out.
Right.
But so far, at least, they seem to have at least gotten along well enough to have joined the same advisory board.
It seems, at least for me, it seems like that middle section, everyone so at the either left or right, that there never ends up being the discussion of sort of the silent middle, I guess, is almost what seems to have happened.
Yeah, well, increasingly, the political parties are becoming more partisan and more polarized. So the political debate winds up excluding the middle.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's just people who are on the far left and the far right who are dominating the agenda and driving the discussion. And that does leave people in the middle out of it a little bit. So on VoteIQ, if you're on the far left, come on. If you're on the far right, come on. If you're in the middle, come on.
Yeah. And that seems like the biggest challenge with something like this is to get people to actually participate, not sit on the sidelines and lurk.
Yeah. Well, you can be a spectator on VoteIQ if you want. You know, if you want to just dip your toe a little bit in the water, engage in just a little bit of a discussion, or if you don't want to participate in the discussion at all and just kind of read, inform yourself, take the quizzes, review the hot topics, rate politicians. People love to rate politicians, so come on the site. You can rate Sarah Palin, Barack Obama, Harry Reid, whoever it is that you're interested in.